Scott Spears and Glenn. What's your name?
Glenn Coble.
Ben Coble. They're going to change
Coble.
The cover of that rice to me.
Uncle Ben Coble. Here we go. Why is it, first, before we get, because it's the big challenge now.
Yeah.
And you can smell the bratwurst
and
miles away.
Watering,
oh,
yeah.
It's going to be a day here. So I know the person who cooked the bratwurst is out there listening, so get ready.
Right.
We are going to do it here
right.
Live on the air.
And
get ready.
I'm going to tell you the honest opinion.
Yeah, the honest opinion. But why, okay, I get Aunt Jemima. I get why people are protesting that. Whether you agree or disagree, I can understand. What is it with Uncle Ben?
He's a black man on a cover of a box. I think it probably was an indication that Uncle Ben was your good old black uncle guy who was the...
But that's
the
not
butler.
The history of the company. The history of the company was... Well, I'm going to do some trivia with this, but that's not...
Well, rice is kind of a southern dish. We don't make a lot of rice, grow a lot of rice.
What about Mrs. Butterworth?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not a big... It concerns me less about all of those things, including statues, than the way you treat people. I really think that's a lot more important.
Well, here we go. We're going to the Bratwurst
I'm
challenge.
Ready.
All right. Now, Glenn, pull those over. Now, pull them into my purview
okay.
So I can see which one you're eating here. Now
that you want to... Grab one.
Now the challenge is
they're whole things.
Whole bratwurst. What'd you think? I cooked you chewed up half
I
eaten bratwurst.
I was hoping they were little ones because I, like I said, I'm getting
okay.
A real high heavy.
Now, right? Now, I don't think this is going to do you in.
That's kind of ugly.
What? Which one?
The one I think probably was cooked in wine.
See, I told you would know the one cooked. So let's start there.
Okay.
Because that's it. That's okay. The wine one. Ooh. Glenn is going to try the bratwurst cooked in wine. Here we go. Just dig in, Glenn. Here's the wine bratwurst.
Ooh, I like it.
Do you like it?
I'm going to like them all.
Right, but can you tell that was cooked in
absolutely.
Red wine?
Mm-hmm.
You can taste red wine. Mm-hmm. What makes it taste like red wine?
Let me finish chewing. You kind of get in the back of your palate and also up through your nose that smell and taste of wine.
Of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Now here comes a really, because you don't know the other two, which is beer and which one is not.
I'm going to guess that one's beer and that one's not, but go ahead.
Okay, that can be a fair guess, but I do know.
Oh, yeah, I know you do.
All right. So what we're really trying to find out here is...
I'm allowed to eat the whole thing, aren't I?
Well, you're not coming back. You know you don't get lunch here. This is all about, does bratwurst taste differently boiled in beer than not boiled in beer? Now, one of these was boiled in water,
mm-hmm.
and one was boiled in beer.
I really like the wine. I've never had one boiled in wine.
Are you going to boil them in wine all the time
I
now?
I might, yes.
Red wine, yeah. Cabernet.
It'll be my son's wine.
There you go.
From Ojai, California.
So try one of those.
Majestic Oak Vineyard, by the
way. You were not authorized for that.
He doesn't pay me.
we didn't get authorization for that. Okay, go ahead. Tear into one of those bratwursts.
Okay, do you have a choice, or can I go to either one?
Either one. I know which one is and which one isn't.
I'm going to go to the one that I assume.
Well, you can assume. I'm not going to tell you until we know.
I know.
All right, here. So this is a bratwurst. Glenn just tried one of the bratwurst.
Hmm.
Now.
Boy, those are good.
That's a good bratwurst, too. Okay.
There is no such thing as a bad bratwurst. No,
there is no such thing. I wish we had some sauerkraut and Worcestershire sauce and mustard for you.
Dijon, yeah.
So,
that's good.
Okay. Now, to you, what does that taste like?
Bratwurst.
Just bratwurst.
Yeah.
So you believe there is no...
Well, I'm going to have to taste the other one, too.
I understand, but we're not trying to say which one tastes more like beer.
I don't taste any beer in that.
You don't taste any beer in that particular bratwurst that you just took a bite of.
But I don't know what beer would taste like. I've never done this comparison.
Well, I guess the question is, do these taste any different?
Oh, those two, the wine and
right, I understand
whatever
that.
This one do. Yeah.
Right, but we're talking about the other two.
Okay.
Because now go to the third one.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is the one I assumed was in just water because it's a lighter color.
Water. Here we go. Bratwurst number 3 here on WWGH Radio. We're really nailing it now.
There is a difference.
There is a difference between the two you just tasted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does the third bratwurst taste like?
I would say the third bratwurst is the one cooked in beer.
Now, why would you say that?
I think I taste a little flavor in the back of my nostrils of beer.
Like? What kind of beer?
Bud Light. I don't know what kind of beer.
I don't know what that means when you say you taste beer in the back of your nostrils.
The one that I thought was the beer bratwurst, the darker one, tasted kind of clean.
Clean.
No added flavor. Whereas the last one I tasted had an added flavor. Now, that could just be coming from the bratwurst, and the first one was disguised. I don't know.
Well, see, here's the problem, though. I wonder... So you think there was a difference?
Yes.
Between the last two?
And I didn't used to. You know that I didn't think there was any difference.
Right.
But when I was being more critical than normal. It's not a huge difference, but there is a difference.
Alcoholic difference.
Well, I don't know what it is. I may be all wet here, but there is a difference in the flavor. I prefer the wine one over
the
both
wine
of them.
Went over the other two.
And then I would say I kind of prefer the one I think was cooked in beer over the one that I think was cooked in water, but I may be just backwards.
Now, why do you prefer it that way?
I just like the flavor taste more. Where is my
robust?
Son? Well, yeah, it has more. There's more stuff to it. My son could help me. The vintner, he has all these terms.
But see, here's what I wonder about this: is you knew there were three different types.
Yeah.
So you knew one had to be beer and one had to be not.
Yeah.
Okay. See, now you're going back to the one that you thought was not boiled in anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't taste anything extra in there.
Okay, now try the other one again to double check.
Thanks for lunch.
Then you're right. Thank our listener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I taste a difference now.
You do taste a difference when you put them side by side.
And I may be wrong, but yeah. Mm. Good.
All three of them good.
All three.
You've toured and you've eaten almost half of each of the three bratwurst, and they were full bratwurst as it is.
I'm going to do the wine.
Going to go back to the wine. You want to make sure it is boiled in wine?
I love it. Thank you, listener.
I did not realize this was going to turn into such a thing.
Oh, it's good.
It's the big bratwurst challenge.
Are you going to tell?
Yes, I'm going to do the big reveal here.
Okay. And by the way, to our listeners, Scott lied to you.
No, what do you mean I lied?
You got a drink.
Well, I didn't realize that was in there.
Oh, yeah.
That was in the private stash.
He lied.
It was in the private stash.
And he didn't bring me any, by the way.
Well, it's all gone now.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
It's dry as could be. It's a dry room up here today.
I won't be able to have lunch now because I'm going to finish all those.
Well, you can finish them.
They are
really
good.
That's what they're there for.
I've never eaten three bratwurst in my life. But
were they heated properly?
They were perfect.
Perfect.
Well, they're
perfect.
Could have been a touch warmer, but they were almost perfect.
You were worried about how warm they were when I put them on. Oh, am I going to burn my mouth and this whole thing?
I was.
My goodness gracious.
Did you? Now, you had them this morning.
Yeah, I tried them this morning.
Did you taste a difference between the three?
No.
You didn't?
Oh, the three, yes. The one in wine, you can't... It
you can't miss that.
Tastes sweeter.
Yeah.
Is what I noticed. It tastes sweeter. But the other two, I didn't know. They just taste the same to me. They taste... bratwurst has a unique taste,
mm-hmm.
and they just taste like bratwurst.
I used to hate bratwurst. I used to think bratwurst were a poor man's...
sausage?
Sausage, yeah. And they're really not.
Aren't bratwurst more than sausage? So it wouldn't be the poor man's sausage.
I have no idea.
Be the rich man's sausage.
I have no idea what they are. I like them now. I think when I moved up north here, I think the people up north here, because of the Bucyrus Sausage Fest or whatever it's called.
Bratwurst Festival.
Bratwurst Festival. I think they know
the Bucyrus Sausage Festival. It's only been there 70 years. Worry about it.
I think all these people up here know how to cook their bratwurst better than the people down in Athens.
That's what it is. So, you did, yes, the one you labeled as wine is wine. The one you labeled as plain was plain. And the one you labeled as beer was beer.
I was right.
You were right.
I'll be done. Well, I did taste, I think, that beer in that the lighter one. Yeah.
See, I didn't taste any difference.
Yeah, but you don't drink beer like I do. Not that I drink a lot of beer. I have one beer a week. It happens to be a 24-ouncer, but I only have one beer a week. So I used to drink a lot more, so I got a pretty honed-in taste on hops.
But it doesn't taste big different.
No, not big difference. No, and they all were terrific.
Right, so I don't know why people are boiling bratwurst in beer. Again, we're back to drink
snooty,
the beer.
It's a snooty thing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
It's a class thing.
But there is a difference. So, in my opinion, in my humble bratwurst choosing opinion.
Bratwurst.
Well, you got to know how to pronounce it before you...
That's right. You got to know how to pronounce it before you say
and
it.
And I pronounce it right.
I don't taste any... I believe people who do it in beer just want to use their beer or they like boiling in it. Some people like to have beer in their house. They like to have alcohol all over the place. I don't know. It gives them a sense of something or another.
Well, when I was younger and my wife hates that I drink at all. And I only drink beer and I don't drink that much of it.
But I don't drink.
But I used to... Yeah, you don't?
No.
I didn't know that.
I'm anti-drink.
Okay. But I used to buy a case of beer, so my excuse to my wife is, well, we're having bratwurst, and I have to boil it in beer. So was my excuse to get a case, and therefore I had to drink the rest of it at some time. So while I was cooking my bratwurst. Now, do you notice a difference do you cook your bratwurst on a grill?
You got to write that down.
On a grill, or do you cook it?
Both.
Do you?
Both.
Now, it would be tough to boil it on a grill, unless you put the pot on the grill, which defeats the purpose.
I just never had a thing for alcohol. I've never had a drop in my life.
Really?
No.
I'll be darned.
Never a drop.
I don't like alcohol either.
Glenn.
I don't like the flavor of alcohol.
It's not good to lie on the radio.
Now, I do like beer occasionally, but to be truthful, the main reason why I drank beer is so I could be more conversational. It makes me talk more.
Loosen you up.
Yeah, and I probably sound like an idiot when I'm doing it.
I don't need anything to loosen me up.
No, you don't.
I'm loose all the time.
I'm going to have another bite.
The bratwurst, because we're going to go to break here in just about 50 seconds. You're now tuned into WWGH Radio.
The wine one's skin is tougher, I noticed. I don't know why.
Okie doke. The skin is tougher.
Yeah.
Get ready. Make sure this year you come out in August to the Sausage Festival they have in...
I'm sorry, Bucyrus.
Oh, man, you'll never be invited back to Bucky Russ. You'll never be invited back. All right, we're going to break here. And, it's just... I'm just not an alcohol person. I don't think I should be ashamed for that, Glenn.
Oh, I don't think you should be either. Now, are we going to go to Waldo and have... Bologna fried
in
wine.
We'll have to talk about that on the opposite side of this short but very important break. We'll be back. 740-383-9944. Call in.
I've got my milk and my bowl and my saucer.
Sounds like you're getting ready for breakfast. What are you having?
Well, I'm having a bowl of Golden Grahams with a side of toast with golden butter and a nice golden glass of apple juice.
I should have known. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here. Scott Spears, Glenn Coble. Big Bratwurst Challenge was that Glenn thought there was a difference, although he has finished the water-driven bratwurst first.
I always eat the thing I like the least first.
What is that, like OCD?
Yeah, it must be. And I must have that because I will make sure if I'm having peas, steak, and potatoes, I eat the peas first. I like them the least. And I make sure they're all separate. And then I eat the potatoes.
Mental. You're mental.
I guess. My daughter's got my same problems. I'm sorry. Actually, one of my sons does too.
I'm getting... See, this is not a good sign. I'm getting messages from several people that apparently I do drink alcohol.
Oh.
See, that's...
Are you lying to me about that?
That's
like you lied to the
tabloid,
drink?
Glenn. Tabloid. The tabloids are out this morning.
I'll be darned.
Oh, those people can say that, but they don't have any proof.
Is it the Dispatch?
It's the Dispatch. You're right. The Dispatch is trying to say that I've drinking alcohol in my life. But, you know, they have no proof as far as I'm concerned. Show me your proof, and we'll talk turkey.
Does anybody that's typing into you there have pictures?
Of course not.
Oh, okay.
Because it didn't happen, Glenn.
Okay.
Oh, mercy.
See, the reason why I love you is because I trust you. And now if you're going to make a lie, but you made a liar out of yourself already with the drink.
I have not made a lie, Glenn. I just found some extra stuff.
How many of you believe that he found extra stuff?
I found extra stuff. You know, there are a lot of OCD people out there. I don't think I'm OCD, though. I was thinking, how do I eat? I don't mix stuff together, but I don't necessarily like say, okay, well, that's that, that's that, that's that.
I am definitely OCD, if you ask my
wife.
You
know what, though? I just got a message from somebody who I've seen eat, and I've seen them mix food.
Uh-oh.
Well, see, this is such a... Now, they're a liar.
Everybody's lying to you.
This is a big day full of lies.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm eating all of this.
Because one time, I've seen this person eat spaghetti that I prepared, by the way. Thank you very much. And I saw them mix things all together. And then one time, we were at the Japanese steakhouse. And they were mixing all the rice and the stuff up, you know?
Oh, that's a good place to eat. I know I didn't get paid for this, but that's my favorite restaurant in all of town. But I can't afford it. But
I can't. This person's got a little dishonesty in them today.
Uh-oh.
A little dishonesty.
Call them out on it.
A little dishonesty.
I know you won't mention their name. But
no, I won't mention their name, but it's a little dishonesty. I mean, I have seen them mix their food together. A matter of fact, I've seen them eat quite a few times because I think it's one of their favorite things to do. And, they mix all the time.
Keep talking. I've got my mouth full.
Okay, no, they're telling me now. It's not mixing. It's eating the least favorite first.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, but if you mix it together, something's got to be the least favorite. So you've mixed the least favorite in with the most favorite, and you're eating it at the same time.
Not necessarily. If you put it in a little pile, you can eat one at a time.
I was lied to here, Glenn. I was lied.
It must be a woman.
Well, of course it is. You know, I thought about that. You know what I think it is? Because I do have a lot of male friends. Matter of fact, I talked to friends who are male on the phone last night. But I think what it is, men are less dramatic.
Yeah.
In most ways. Well, you know, they don't care.
I'm not going to agree with you because that would be... That would be chauvinistic, but...
That's not chauvinistic.
But...
Just an opinion.
Okay. Well, I think women... I've seen women tend to be more dramatic. However, I have a lot of friends that are pretty dramatic that are male. Oh, well. Neither here nor there.
Now, after you've polished off two of these bratwurst, two and a half, really...
Yeah. I'm saving.
Working on the third.
Second
for,
to last.
For the next break there. So our initial topic today was love versus like, and we took that right up to the break. So do you have any more conversation on that? Because I'm still trying to remember who said that line. I fell in love with them all over again. I wish I could remember that.
Well, I think that's phony as hell. Excuse me.
Well, tell me what you really think, Glenn.
But I think...
What is wrong with you?
I don't...
Why? I didn't say it. Why are you coming at me that way?
Well, I think you can't fall in love again. You just revisit what you fell the first
That's
time.
Not true.
Okay.
That's not true because I'll tell you... If somebody alters enough about themselves, you may fall out of love with them, and then you may fall in love with the new person.
Now, do you really think people alter themselves very
much?
Oh,
yes.
Do you?
Oh, personality?
Yeah.
I think, well, see, here becomes the problem.
Okay.
Nobody changes their personality that much in a short period of time. You're exactly right. So then you have to decide, was the person you met in the beginning a show, or was the person they became a show? Which is the show, and which is the real person?
Well... As my wife will tell you, everything I do in public is a show. And I think there are people like me. I imagine you're pretty showmanship.
Not really.
No?
No. I think people who... No, you've seen me off air. Yeah. Am I any different off air than I am on air?
You're quieter.
You think?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, I've seen you at your other... Your alter ego.
My alter ego?
And even though you talk to the people, you're not quite as aggressive as
what,
you
What
are.
Would you like me to do there? Start going into...
Shaking the people.
Going into political conversations with them?
No.
Tell me what you think about this. No, if you saw me at that place with friends, like here, it would be the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be no difference.
I'll give you that. I'm not. I'm totally different. I love being on stage. That's why I was an actor for a couple of years. Well, actually, longer than that when I was in college. I am completely different.
I was trying to think if there's any, like, Jekyll and Hyde to my personality at all. Like, if there's something that people think I am, but I'm really not. If there's any show at all.
Well, there are people that think you're really good looking.
And oh well, they're
know better than that,
right? I'm extremely good looking, is what the thing is. They just missed that mark by a little bit. You know, I don't know. That's interesting.
You really aren't different too much. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't. I won't tell my political beliefs on air. I won't take a stance on air, but I don't off air either. I don't tell. I'm private on air, private off air. I think I'm personable enough with people on air, off air. I don't think there's any change.
Oh, by the way, I do want to thank you for letting me share in this
Bratwurst challenge. Sure.
Because you invite me to so few things that I really like this.
And I'm going to invite you to less as we get into the holiday season. I forgot to talk about that this morning. I wanted to talk about that this morning.
Talk to us.
Well, now my big 4th of July cookout's coming up. I only do 3 a year. I do Memorial Day, which has already happened. That was a success. I've got 4th of July coming up, and then I'll have Labor Day. And I'll tell you, the 4th of July one's going to be a hip-happening thing. I'm going to give you more details as the week goes on, but it's going to be a... you're not invited. But it's going to be a major, major happening, Glenn.
I wasn't planning on coming to it anyway.
I wasn't planning on inviting you, so it works out okay. But what I'm saying is that it's going to be the biggest event of the season.
Now, are you going to have fireworks at your big thing?
No, who do I have? I don't have like a pyrotechnic person out there letting fireworks.
There are fireworks.
Sparklers.
There are fireworks going off everywhere in Marion right now.
It's pretty much going to be the same group. I'm going to have the gypsy moth planes fly over that day.
They were really low yesterday.
Well, that's the point.
Yeah, it looked like fun.
No, but although I do have a change up in the guest list.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I can't. I'll talk about that as the weeks go on. There's going to be some new blood.
And
at the 4th of July.
I want you to know there are no hard feelings because I'm not invited to anything.
Well, you know, if I cared, I would really take that into consideration, but I don't.
And if you didn't invite me, my wife wouldn't let me go because of the COVID.
I tell you, you miss a heck of a party.
Yeah, and I was planning on coming to that last party, but...
Who invited you?
You.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
I did not invite you.
Okay.
Our chairs were full. But this time, I have new people coming, and that's always... But last time when I invited the new people, the last new people were great. You know, I enjoyed them quite a bit. So
can you imagine how much better it'll be if you ever invite me?
I really can't, but what I'm going to say is that this next one is going to be rip-roaring, and I think we're going to take a bunch. We took no pictures last time. I don't know why
didn't. No, you didn't put anything on the...
No, I'm going to have to Facebook it up this time. So on the 4th of July, we're going to get together. We're going to have a big party. There's going to be patriotic songs. Cool. It's going to be a day.
I thought you just didn't want to rub my nose in it that I wasn't invited.
I wouldn't even consider that, Glenn. I would never consider. Wait till you see the guest list this time.
Hey, you ought to go to the United States Army Field Band website, and you can play all the music that on the air. Well, not on the air because of BMI and ASCAP and stuff, but you can play it at your parties. And it's all martial music, and you might like that stuff.
Well, it's going to be a big day. I'll say that. So I'm going to tell you more as the weeks and days come, but it's going to be a big 4th of July.
I'll rub my nose in it.
And rub your nose in it. But why can't you fall in love with the person again?
Why can't you fall
in love? Yeah, you like blew up there for a second. Were you full of bratwurst?
Yeah, I was. And I'm not quite sure why I can't fall in love. With whom?
Again, why can't you?
Oh, again.
Well, what is the show and what is reality?
I don't think you ever got out of that feeling. I think you got stupid mad and you walked away from it.
No, 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 no. No, you can get tired of people.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying you can't get tired of people, but I don't think you can fall back in love with somebody. You never completely left the love.
Well, maybe you found the real person. You know, so there are alterations in people's behavior that happen for certain reasons. And once you learn the reasons and the alterations change, well, okay, then you're back to where you back to square one, as
they
say.
So now we have to go to a tailor to get our...
Yeah, you have to go to a tailor. And then apparently, I don't know why playing music on the air would have to do with your body mass index, but why the BMI? My people would be out after you, but whatever you say.
That's an old group that used to be BMI and ASCAP checked out your music, and if you were playing somebody's music and not paying for it, you were in trouble.
But altering somebody's appearance, not also their personality, can be that can change it.
That's true. Now,
and I'm not talking about like weight gain or like going to the gym. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking
hair.
About it could be hair. Sure, sure. Could be absolutely. Could be hair. Could be other things. You know, I don't know. It's a weird topic, but it's it just kind of you say, oh, okay, well.
Well,
let's go on.
We're almost to the break, so I'll make this real short. But there are
you got 2 minutes.
Yeah, well, but I'm going to make it short anyway.
Well, don't blame it on the break.
Have you ever noticed how beautiful the women are on television, and then look them up on your phone, and it's a picture of them without makeup on, and they don't look anything like they used to, or like?
Oh, there are a lot. Oh, well, most
makeup.
Women. Oh, well, oh, yes, makeup on a woman makes a huge difference.
My wife's never worn makeup. I love it.
You know, I don't. Trying to think. Who I think is a really, like, reality in my life, a really good-looking person. Like, I can say it unabashedly. I mean, I would tell somebody they were good-looking.
Jennifer Aniston.
She's not in my life.
Oh.
I'm not about somebody I know personally okay. Who I think is a beautiful person. I'm trying to think of who that would be.
Well, you could mention me, but that's okay.
I'm trying to, you know, that's interesting. When you really sit down and think about it.
Who do you know that's beautiful?
Yeah, who do you know that's beautiful? I don't really know. I think there are some people who are, you know, it's a weird thing. Because I think people like different things in different people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you're going to find beauty in a woman that I will think is ugly. I mean, not
exactly.
Ugly. Yeah.
And also, I think other people...
Or on a man.
Have you ever seen a prom queen and wondered, boy, I wonder how she became prom queen? But enough people voted
quite
for
often.
Her.
Yeah.
I mean, so, yeah, I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder.
We had a really sad thing happen when I was a high school senior.
Well, I'm being told beautiful people are everywhere. Well,
yep.
You know what else is everywhere? This break right now.
Scott, did you know that Halley's Comet used to fly over Marion every night?
No, Charlie, I didn't know that. How's that possible?
Well, it wasn't really Halley's Comet. It was Martha Dowse's fire baton coming from Girard Avenue.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm getting chastised now.
Uh-oh.
From one of our people over here that beautiful people are everywhere, but I can't name one beautiful person. Now, apparently I should know a beautiful person.
Oh, I was trying to think of one that I knew, and I knew a lot.
Well, now they're telling me I live in a bland world because I can't name a beautiful person. Listen, there are just certain people.
He can name a beautiful person, but he doesn't want to mention me on the air that way.
You know who I tell you, well, let's see here. Who's a beautiful person?
Well, actually, we both know a beautiful lady, Marianne,
Mary Ellen Withrow.
Yeah, she is a beautiful lady. And the reason why she's a beautiful lady is not just because of her looks, but because of her heart. And there are a lot of people like that. A lot of people like
Mary
that.
Ellen and I are dear friends. I took her to Stewart's Root Beer.
Well, and the two gentlemen that I mentioned earlier, and a lot of our listeners will know Bill Clark. He's a beautiful person, too, because of his heart and his attitude and the way he treats people.
I was trying to think of somebody who was beautiful in my age category.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of, you know, Mary Ellen, sure. And, who else would I think is a beautiful woman who's around? I mean, I think there are a lot of them. I think most of the, Marianne Michaels was a very, beautiful person.
But now it kind of depends on your definition of beauty. And I think you and I initially were talking about the Hollywood definition of beauty, which is different. And I don't know.
I just don't know anybody. I'm trying to think of somebody locally who's got some kind of thing that would just, you know, ooh, they're beautiful. You know, that thing when somebody walks in a room and you're like, oh.
Who do you think the most beautiful actress is?
The most beautiful actress, as chosen by me and a panel of.
Thank you,
heavy duty
Mr.
judges.
Sullivan.
Yes, would be. You know, it's weird because you may. I think Jennifer Aniston is very, very beautiful.
She's very desirable too.
You know, and she looks. You could make the mistake that she was plain, and she's not. Just very, very, very attractive.
Yeah, yeah. But now we were watching. My wife and I were watching. What's the name of the show we watch every night?
Listen, there are two people out here listening, and they're having. Who is beautiful? Say the names. Who's beautiful to you two? Come on, you pick somebody locally on the level. Don't put me on the spot. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, you're talking.
Yeah,
I'm talking to
them.
Okay,
so you give me a Kate Hudson. No, Kate Hudson doesn't live on this street. So give me Kate Hudson. Yeah, she's good looking. I like Kate Hudson.
Good looking.
Good looking. She's good looking. Not beautiful, sure. No.
Now, last night on Doc Martin, my wife and I watch Doc Martin every night at dinner, and on Doc Martin, Sigourney Weaver was on, and she was not dressed to look beautiful, and yet when you see her in Ghostbusters, she is a knockout. But here she's just an American tourist, and you only see her for about a minute and a half or 2 minutes, and she's not nearly as good looking. She's a good looking woman, but not as good looking. I'm sorry.
No, that makes sense. I understand. But I don't understand why. I don't know.
You're really getting
I'm getting attached to that conversation yeah. because I don't understand. They're not able to pick beautiful women. So why should I be able to?
Okay.
It's a very tough thing locally. When in your own age category, in your own town, it's tough.
Have you ever seen a person walking down, and I had this happen to me in Lancaster, Ohio. The lady was so absolutely gorgeous. Now, I was much younger then, but she was such a knockout. I actually drove the car around the block 3 times to look at her. Have you ever had that happen?
Somebody?
I did not.
No, I've never stalked anybody, Glenn.
I saw her go into the office supply store, and I did not stop the car and go in after her. I thought about it, but I didn't.
You know what? I just thought of a beautiful person, but I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Okay.
For
local. Beautiful person.
Local person.
Okay.
Yeah, two. I thought of two.
Okay.
But I will not say it because why would I?
Is it bad that I didn't mention my wife as a beautiful person?
Hopefully that's a given.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Good,
we like
good
to
answer.
That's a given. But I mean, yeah, there are two that I would qualify as beautiful people, and I don't know why they strike me that way, but they do.
I'm trying to remember when I had the opportunity to be at Christmas at the Palace, and there are some quote unquote beautiful people there. And none of them would I say would qualify as a Hollywood beautiful person.
Oh, maybe this is somebody telling us who's beautiful, Glenn.
Yeah, or call you out.
Or saying, what is wrong with this? Go ahead, caller.
I nominate Christy Wink.
Christy Wink, yes. A lot of people would agree with you on that, no doubt about it.
Okay.
Hey, thank you.
She's beautiful inside and out.
Inside and out. That's
nice.
What we want.
That's a great thing to hear. Yeah.
Thank you, caller. There you go. Does anybody else have any beautiful people they'd like to out on the air? 740-383-9944.
Who do you want to embarrass this
That's
morning?
740-383-9944. But no, I mean, the two that I think, because I don't know that I've ever told them that I thought they were beautiful, but I think they're beautiful.
Tell them now. Come on. No, show some guts.
No, that's too nice. That's too nice.
They might bring you another drink.
If it would get me a drink, I would probably do it. But we've run out of time on that particular subject.
Oh, me.
You know what sometimes makes people unattractive to me is the company they keep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, man. Sometimes that happened one time. I thought a person was really, really just, the
is
best.
Is it a person I know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
talked about it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I thought they were just completely nothing wrong with this person. This person was as perfect as you could get in my eyes to perfect. And then I started to think about the company they were keeping, and I thought, maybe that's who they are, and that's okay. That's okay, because you don't ever want to tell somebody what company to keep, and they're
absolutely
allowed to do
not.
That.
Yeah.
And but it, in my eyes, it just made me think, okay, well, I get, that's why, this is why, and I hate to say this, it sounds very elitist, but this is why we have class systems in the United States. This is because class systems are not really about money. People confuse that all the time.
Okay.
It's about power and status. And it's about how you carry yourself, how you speak. People will give you credit for a lot of things.
So I still have a chance.
You still have a chance to be in the upper echelon. And sometimes you look at people, and some people will say, well, I don't judge anybody. Well, you do. You make
everybody
some. Judges. Yeah, right. You make some judgment because how'd you end up around that person?
Yeah.
You made some judgment somewhere along the line. So, yeah, I think sometimes the company people keep, really, you start to wonder after a while. You go, wow.
Well, you and I have talked about this before, but having been with a lot of very famous people in my life because of my job in athletics, I find a lot of people find famous people way more beautiful or way more interesting than non-famous people, and I don't understand that. That ad that's on right now, where the guy who the African American gentleman who advertises for Allstate, and everybody looks at him, and says, oh, that's the $20 million for they say he's that guy, and everybody, oh yeah, that's, and they call him by the name of his advertisement several times. There are a lot of people that do that about other people. And I've seen people, I was telling my wife last night when we were watching that ad, I used to go a lot of places with Ray Meyer, who was world famous, at least Chicago famous. And everywhere I went with him, people would say, oh, that's, and everybody wanted to be near him. And they'd shove me out of the way so they could be near him. And he didn't want to be near them. He just wanted to go get his beer or whatever we were doing.
Well, it's interesting because we had a discussion during the break there, and I think it's a discussion worth having in the last 5 minutes here.
Okay.
Why do we discuss things like this? Well, one of the reasons is I do think this is an education. I think psychology, philosophy, and sociology are very educational, and they're very, you don't think about these mores in life from time to time. And also, radio has become so political and so sports-driven that's all you get on radio. And maybe the aliens at night. You get the aliens at night. You get the aliens, the sports, and the politics. And I think anytime, this is what radio used to be. People talked about what was going on in their life. They talked about things they liked and disliked. They're more broad topics. We're not talking about taking Aunt Jemima off a bottle. We're not talking about taking Christopher Columbus's statue down. We're not talking about Bill Cosby getting an
Those
appeal.
Those are too picky. Yeah.
Right. We're talking about things that everybody faces in life, and everybody has a different opinion on, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is what make them really broad topics. And I hope what this show is on Wednesday is two people having a conversation about nothing that's planned and just see where it goes.
Well, it's interesting. My wife, her major in college was social work, and therefore she took a lot of sociology courses and stuff like that. And I get to listen to that day and night. So,
well, isn't it fascinating?
It is. It's fascinating. And I've learned a heck of a lot from her about, about people and people are kind of fun. And we're all different. Every single one of us is different. So you can't pigeonhole anybody.
No, you can't pigeonhole somebody, and that's the thing. I think that's how you get, your feelings can change for somebody over time for the better. They can change for the worse, but they can also flip back. It's all about the moment.
But once you meet me, you always love me.
Now, that's not what most people say, Glenn, but I mean, I'm willing to go for it. Now, the people that I talk to
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, man.
You'll make me cry.
You know what? Most people, I'll say this. Most people want to be wanted.
Yes.
Just as in a general rule.
There are some that don't care, but yeah.
Like, they want to be invited to your party. They want to be invited to your house. They want to be invited to your event. And even if they can't go, they just want you to make the effort.
Are you looking at me?
To invite them. Well, you're one of those people, Glenn. You fall into the everybody category.
I want to be invited.
Yeah, isn't that weird, though?
I
how really people
don't.
Really do want. That's what they really want.
But, you know, having gone to so many events that I've gone to because of my former history, I really don't want to be invited to anything.
Well, I don't want to go to anything, but I...
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, now, if people... Yeah. Like, if everybody gets invited to a Christmas party and you don't, you do think, even if you didn't want to go...
What did I do
wrong? Yeah, why did I not get invited to that party?
Well, I don't feel that way with you, by the way. I know you're not going to invite me in. It's part of the gig.
It's part of the gig. It's one of the... Well, but I don't invite everybody. So it's not like I'm... You know, it's not an open invitation.
Okay. Now I really feel left out.
You're not one of the...
not one of the chosen few
that get to the big... But 4th of July is going to be
too
big.
Old for you anyway.
Oh, no. They were older. They were older.
Oh, rubs it in.
They were older and they were younger. Boy, we ran the gamut because at the last event... But there were people there as old as 90s.
Yeah.
And there were people there as young as 20s.
Yeah. Well.
So we ran the gig.
I know what it is. I know that I would embarrass all of you by being so wonderful. You just don't want
to bring
it in. Is
that the word? That's not the adjective I would use.
I was leaving it open for you, by the way. Oh, me. We do have fun. And I have been to a few of your parties, and we have a good time.
Don't we have a great time?
Yeah, we do.
And we have fun at the parties around here.
Yeah.
Although we did have somebody at the last party who was a little, I'm not going to say who it was.
Tipsy?
No. We didn't have any alcohol at the party.
Okay, because the only alcoholic I know on this show was Charlie, who got a little buzz.
Oh, Charlie, every Christmas.
On the booze. Yeah.
Eggnog and moonshine.
Funny.
Oh, man. Every Christmas
Charlie.
For 6 years.
Yeah.
Every Christmas for 6 years. You know, that's an interesting story because the other day, just because I think it's important to mention, because I know Charlie's family listens to this show. Still, the other day, I'm out and about, and somebody comes up to me and says, this was the whole conversation. They said, I know you from somewhere. And I said, well, I don't really know, but okay. And she said, I know that voice. I know that voice. She said, you know, you sound really clear on the air, and I enjoy the programs, and, you know, you should bring some of the older programs back.
I know where we're going.
No, but at the end, it was, we sure miss Charlie, don't we?
Oh, I thought she was going to call you Charlie. Okay,
No.
We do miss Charlie.
No, and that's I get that constantly to this day. And I thought, you know, it's the impact of the man.
And that's why you have him on.
Every day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and 1:10 p.m.
He follows my show.
He does, and he precedes my show.
Yeah.
So there you go. And this show is done today preceding, exceeding, inceeding.
And loving the bratwurst.
And loving the bratwurst, which apparently there is a difference in Glenn's eyes. Still no difference in my eyes between beer-boiled bratwurst and non-beer-boiled bratwurst. Say that three times fast.
No.
A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble's next. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond at 4. Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon at 5. And we are done.
I could have asked for. That's perfect. So the money was right.
Oh, boy, was it darling. And I just adored my ghost.
Legendary stand-up comedian Marty Allen.
Yeah, like physically, what can't you do now that maybe you could do 20, 30 years?
I beg your pardon. Let's not get into that, Scott.
Is everything physical okay?